Let's call this meeting to order. This is the meeting. It's a special meeting for the budget hearing. And we're calling it to order at 6:30 PM and we can pretty much the same rules as we always use. We're going to conduct airport business and if you have a question or a comment or anything else, we need you to raise your hands. Allow me to recognize you. Then please step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address so it can be recorded by the secretary. Direct your remarks to the members of the authority only. Please do not speak directly to other members of the audience. Limit your comments to 3 minutes so others have equal opportunity to address this body. City of the Blair officials that typically attend these meetings include myself, Dave Johnson. I am the chairman. Marty Rump is our secretary. Dan Hunt. Wes Bedke, is he?
Absent.
Absent, okay. And Faye Jones. Also in attendance is Phil Green, the city administrator, and also two hats. The other hat is Blair Airport Manager. Aaron Barrow is the assistant Blair city administrator. And Trevor Corey is not here.
He had a family accident take place over at the splash pad, so
okay.
He may not be here.
All right, but he's the assistant airport manager. Thank you for the interest in the airport. We appreciate that and also your participation. Could we have roll call, please?
Dr. Faye Jones?
Here.
Marty Rump, that's me here. Dr. Dave Johnson?
That's me here.
Dan Hunt?
Present.
And Wes Bedke absent today.
Okay.
Can I wear a sweatshirt?
Okay. We're hereby opening the public hearing on fiscal year 25-26. We are on an October 1 fiscal year, so we have to have this budget approved and up and going and ready to go with just a little over a month from now, month and a half. So with that review of the proposed fiscal budget,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Aaron, if you go on to the next item, there should be some attachments to that. A couple things first, and Authority Member Rump, I appreciate you looking over the stuff that I posted last night. These state forums were notorious, and so I apologize for simple little mistakes that get made. So there are updated versions that are in front of you in print, as well as that are in Spark for the public to be able to see. The first two items, the general fund and the debt fund, and we'll go into detail on those in a couple minutes, were correct. The problem is always then transferring that information onto the state form. And so one of the items on the state form, and the state form is the colored document that you have in front of you. And Aaron, if you want to open, actually the state form's not even on this one. It's going to be in the public hearing one, but it's this colored one that's in front of you today. One of the numbers that's listed on there, about halfway down on the left-hand side, is the very last number, so $1,110,225.24, which is the total general fund for Blair's area, is the total valuation for that area. Unfortunately, as you know, these official numbers don't come out from the county until they're required by law to be issued no later than August 20th. We were fortunate this year they came out on the 15th of August, which was great. So it gave me a few days to try to scramble and get ready for tonight's meeting so you could have some real live numbers. But we always start our budget so early that we're operating on estimated numbers. And I also have with this public hearing that we have tonight, it has to be advertised. And there's a form that's in the state form that you have to basically have in the newspaper. So you kind of start with estimated numbers and you publish based on those estimated numbers in your budget. Unfortunately, when the real numbers came out last Friday and I was working on things yesterday, I forgot one number on one tab that needed to be updated. And so Marty was great to catch that. So the old previous number I had estimated was $1,129,000,000 and a little bit more. We did come in low this year. In fact, we had the lowest increase in county or in municipal-wide valuations that we've had in 8 years. So it was a fairly low year.
Expressed as a percentage.
And exceptionally low growth.
As a percentage.
Expressed as a percentage.
Yes, expressed as a percentage for the previous year. And as you know, when Dollar General was built, we had like a 22% growth 1 year, I think a 14% growth the following year. And then now we're down to go about a 3.6% growth. And there's another number that they've started utilizing over the last several years called real growth. And real growth represents brand new construction and then additions. Doesn't take into account just remodels or people maintaining their properties. Real growth is a very critical number based on the state's perspective then of what you're allowed to grow legally, both at the municipal level and at the airport level. And we've had years recently where real growth was 6-7%. This year it was 0.9%. And so just not a lot of growth activity took place in, again, that would be in 2024. So the increase between 2024 and what they valued everything at the beginning of 2025. So that's the valuation that we're looking at technically as of January 1st, 2025. So anyway, that was one of the numbers that needed to be changed. I'll go in more into that when we get to the actual meeting coming up at 7 o'clock. The other numbers that need to be changed, and I'm going to start on this page, Aaron, it's the number, the third one on there, which is the comparison page. And so if you want to bring that up and expand it a little bit. So it's this single page here with all the various numbers on it. And again, I appreciate Marty pointing this out. I had updated the actual valuation number, which is the top number. What I neglected to update was the actual tax taking numbers. Because what I had included is the numbers that are actually in our budget. But what happens is when you take our budgeted numbers and then put them in the state form, the state automatically then calculates the 2% additional fee that is actually generated through property tax that goes to the county assessor's office for all of their time and trouble and the treasurer's office for all of their expenses. So there's an additional 2% in there that wasn't included. So the old form had shown a total of $328,000 even. And this new one, as you can see, represents what's actually on the state form, $334,560. Again, this is the second year that we have then split that up between the debt fund that we have, which is where the primary amount of property tax goes to, and a little bit now for general fund. We had talked about that previous to last year's budget when we talked about bringing on an assistant airport manager who would be the first real staff person that would be being paid by the airport to help manage and run things at the airport. So there's a slight increase in the dollar amount for that particular position this year because we now have Trevor on board. It'll be a full year going forward this next fiscal year that person will be on staff, whereas we knew previously it was only going to be a partial year. Then you can see the levy request that we're asking for. Again, airports can ask up to 3.5 cents, and the municipality that oversees the airport can't say no. Anything technically above 3.5 cents, the city council could object to and say, no, we don't want to be having some of our levy go towards funding that institution. And you can see the growth that has happened and the change that has happened since 2022 in the levy. Just a reminder that way back in 2022, the levy was at 3.45 cents, but again, your valuation was substantially less at just $674 million in the Blair area. This year, again, it's at the $1,110,000,000. So we've seen some really good, healthy growth over that time. It's just that this year, we're seeing a very small growth. I'll let you know there's good things happening. The Blair Crossing apartments are being built over at the intersection of Highway 133 and Highway 30. We've got a couple industrial developments that are underway and should be constructed over this next year or two. So again, I think we're looking at several more $100 million worth of construction that's going to be happening. We're excited about all that, obviously. This just happens to be one of those years where there wasn't a lot that took place during 2024. So any questions on the kind of the comparison of where the levies are at? Otherwise, we'll get into the actual budget, and then we'll take any public comment that is available. Okay, and Marty, did that answer your question? And your numbers are exactly right based on what we looked at. So.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. All right, Aaron, if you want to go then back to the first document that's listed there, and this will be the one that's called the general fund budget. And you can zoom in a little bit for that, yeah. During the current fiscal year that we're in right now, that runs through September, we knew a year ago that we would have a couple projects that we were working on, but primarily it was a year for us to kind of get ready for some of the big projects that were coming down the road with the runway expansion. We knew that with the clearing and grubbing that was going to be taking place, that we had a snow removal equipment building that was sitting in the wrong spot. What were we going to do with that? Were we going to demolish it? Were we going to build something different? Were we going to ultimately, you know, move it? That was the came to be the suggestion that came from all of you, was to move it. I think it's been a great situation for us to be able to do. We still have some work that we may try to get done this fiscal year on the inside. Right now it's just a rock floor. Turning that into a concrete floor would be beneficial for us, I think, long term. Having a concrete path that goes from the front of that building over to one of the taxiways would make life a lot simpler as well. Of course, we had a storm that came through and has kind of slowed down our public works department here at the city level. So if that's something that we're still able to get done this year, then all the better. But looking forward to this next fiscal year, we're really beginning to focus on these major projects that are coming. And so the vast majority of new funds are really focused on that. Whereas again, last year was the snow removal equipment. We got the UTV that will just help with monitoring the property and maintaining some things that are there. So on the front page, about halfway down, and you'll see the notes on the side, that there's almost $4.9 million that are in the budget for the purchasing of the land, county road relocation, the runway design work that's being done, and then the grading. All of that ends up being capital projects. And this first page in the 4,000 numbers are all income. So revenue that's coming in. So this is part of the federal funding that's going to be coming in for those projects. Then you see under 4253, the next area, $981,000 for the South Corporate Hangar expansion project, which again is a state project. So we've got, you know, a healthy amount of money coming in both from federal projects and state projects on the income side. Going on to page two, again in the general fund. So the primary long-term debt that we have is going to be in the debt fund. The general fund really is what our operations are all about. So we have this new section that deals with the salaries that are listed there. And again, we'll end up with a full year of having our assistant airport manager. And then you get into some of the just general other routine maintenance things, I would call it. Software, other training, postage, just those general kinds of things that we tend to do. Going on to page three, you have a little bit more just general operating, not doing anything outlandish, just kind of trying to maintain the operations that we do right now. Then you get into the expendable materials and supplies. One of the things I'll show you, you can see on the notes, is that for the de-icing chemicals, I've set that at 20% of the estimated franchise fee, which is that 3 cents that represents out of 15. And so that represents 20% of those franchise fees. We don't show anything on the income side yet, breaking out that franchise fee into those two different segments. We've promised that we would do that. We're in the process of switching from our current finance package to a brand new package that we'll go live with in approximately mid-November of this year. So we've kind of put a hold on any new account creation just because of that transition and trying to make sure all the documents and the history gets transferred properly. So as soon as we get into the new system, it's gonna be a lot easier for us to create some of those new accounts. So we'll do that late November, December of this year. So before the end of the next fiscal year, we'll be able to represent what those numbers are to you and show you that going forward. But again, that's where the expense is then on page three for the de-icing chemicals that we could end up utilizing next year. Then you get into the capital areas, and that's where you really begin to see some of the major expense. Now you'll notice at the bottom of page three, so Aaron's going to slide down a little bit on this page, the bottom of page three. And the screen's not changing at all. So. yeah, right there at the bottom of page three, you'll note over on the right-hand side, runway gate and fuel farm upgrades. Just from a balancing the budget perspective, I wish this number could be a little bit larger, but I do know that these are two small capital issues that we may be facing this year that we would like to do something about. And that would be, again, a gate that would go out to the runway area that would hopefully either be a card gate or a key-in, punch a number in gate that would help limit some of the access so you don't have a gate like they do now that's just kind of open and allows anybody to move through there as they choose.
Both gates?
Well, obviously, we've got the gate up farther, more in the private area. This would be the one that's right next to Skyworks.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know they would like to see us, you know, upgrade that and add some kind of a power gate there that would increase the security. It would be out of the taxiway area. And then fuel farm upgrades, and we know that there's some equipment there that probably needs to be upgraded sometime in the future. Our challenge right now is generating enough revenue from whatever sources that we have to help run some of these non-revenue producing, non-federally or state funded projects. We just don't have a lot of revenue sources other than the franchise fee right now. So that is something for us to be considering going forward. And then as you go on to the top of the next page, page four for this general fund, you have the large expenses for those federal projects. So again, we saw the receipt or the income that would be coming in earlier. These are now the expense lines for both, they're combined here together, both the federal and the state projects. So about $1.1 million for that South Corporate Hangar expansion project, $4.5 million for the county road relocation, runway design and grading that we anticipate for this fiscal year. Obviously, the following fiscal year, we'll have more included in that. And then we do have a little bit of money there potentially for the snow removal equipment building and concrete if we don't get it done this fiscal year. So any questions on the general fund? Pretty lean other than those big projects.
I'll bring up one now. I might, during the regular meeting, there's a few line item ones I just wanted to discuss. I don't really have any proposed changes, but just for discussion. But one item here, which is understandable, on page two, right at the top, there is a line item for interim loan, which I assume. So with all these capital projects going on different timelines, we're making obviously expenditures on these capital improvements, the runway expansion, the grading, and the county road. And we're also receiving money back from the federal and state grant sources. And so this is kind of a placeholder until we decide on maybe initiating a new bond or, depending on how those timelines work and when the money's going in and out. So.
Yeah. And I frankly need to do a little bit more research on how the bonding was done in the past, what kind of, authority airports have and how they do their bonding, which is a little bit different than what the municipal side is able to do. This would be some of that interim money that we're going to have available to us because we have to have our anywhere between 5 and 10% match depending on what kind of federal programs we have. Now, you'll see in the regular meeting tonight, one of the requests is for some state funding that would help reduce even more some of the federal programs that we have. So obviously, if we're able to get some of those funds, that reduces what that line item might be. So we'd only end up bringing in additional revenue as we need it throughout the year to cover our side of that.
So you have an interest expense line?
A lot of that's going to show up then over on the debt side that we'll get there.
Okay, not in the general fund.
So this is showing
that $498,000 you're going to borrow, the income comes on here, and the interest payments go on the other?
On the debt side, yeah.
Not. I guess these are the 5,000 accounts are expenses, which you are saying is different than...
The expenses in the general fund, not in the debt fund. Okay. So we have two different funds. One's the So we basically, that $500,000 there of income we'll end up spending as part of that expense line item. That's a combination of the federal money and the money that we have to generate. then the paying it back is going to be in the debt fund, which is where most of your actual property tax revenue goes, is into that debt fund to help pay for all that.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
So, yeah, good questions. And then Aaron is going to bring up the second document, which is the debt fund. Again, the debt fund exists primarily to pay off all of that debt. When we ask for property taxes, the form shows how much is for debt, how much is for general operating expenses. As you recall, for airport authorities, the airport authorities are allowed to exist as long as you've got outstanding debt that the airport is paying off. So it's always important to be able to clearly show that to the public. And so it primarily is a smaller spreadsheet section that deals with this particular fund, and it's pretty much revenue in and expenses out because of the current debt. You'll see the line 4001, which again, those 4,000 areas are the receipts income that are coming in, and that's gonna be on the property tax side. So again, a similar asking to what we had this year of the $240,000, plus there'll be a little bit of interest that can be generated on some of those funds that are in our bank. No bond proceeds that are shown here on this particular one, although that's something that could happen, then depending on how we wanted to handle those long-term debts. And we'll be able to adjust that later in the year if we need to. Then you get into the 5,000 and 7,000 areas, and that's the repayment then for any of the debt that we have. And again, anticipating right now with the current debt that is out there, the $236,675, $148,000 in cash reserves, which is extra money that's there. Obviously, we'll have some interest that may accumulate that would take place either in this fiscal year or in the next fiscal year after whatever monies we borrow this year, depending upon, again, what kind of repayment structure we set up either for short-term or those long-term bonds. It will be ultimately, as we see these large capital projects go forward, that this increasing debt that we're going to be taking on, that's the local share, that it will be in this debt fund that we'll really see the impact of that. So I haven't done any calculations yet on what I anticipate the levy might end up needing to be. We're clearly going to be at that 3.5 cent level, potentially even more than that, depending on what other revenue sources we can come up with for other operating expenses. So any questions for me for this upcoming fiscal year? Otherwise, we'll take any public comments that we have. Again, by statute, this meeting doesn't have a time limit. If we're done before 7, we'll pause and then start the regular meeting at 7 o'clock. Otherwise, if it needs to continue on, then we'll go as long as you need to. You can take a small recess if you'd like to, and then we'll start the regular general meeting soon after that. Any questions for me?
Not exactly a question, but I always kind of like, every year I like to take an opportunity just to kind of summarize my understanding of this process.
Yep.
For the public and future people who may want to listen online. But most of these items you went over before, but as you mentioned, the tax authority for the airport authority itself is 3.5 cents. Generally, we've been... as far as I know, we've always been under that limit where we haven't had to go to city council. Historically, over the last 5 years, the average levy, averaging those 5 years, has been, 2.996 cents. So this year, 3.13 cents, it's an increase of about 0.5%. So it's right in the middle of what we've typically been doing, average for the last 5 years. So I personally like to see that levy rate stay pretty steady. Even if the actual dollars for someone's personal taxes aren't significantly affected, the percentage of that rate going up and down sometimes causes some concern. So I like seeing that number pretty steady, and it is again this year. Again, the vast majority of the tax revenue is used to service bond debt. That bond debt was used to finance major capital improvements at the airport. So what we're funding is the infrastructure that has been built out there or will be built out there, and as you mentioned before, for those major capital projects, we're getting 90 cents to 95 cents on every dollar from grants from the federal government or the state government. So our local match is significant, but as far as the value for building infrastructure for our community, that's what the tax revenue is going for, you know, paying that 5 to 10% local match. So I just wanted to kind of summarize those general facts as I know all the numbers can get a little confusing, but that's how I understand kind of the process. So.
Yeah, excellent. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. At this point in time, are there any comments from the public regarding the budget? Anyone?
Have you had to worry at all about any
of the... I'm so sorry. Can you come forward and state your name, your address for the record? Thank you.
I forgot about that.
That's okay.
My name's Bud Shaw. I'm here with the Writer Club. I just was wondering if all the cutbacks at the federal level, does that affect any of your grants in any way? You were talking about federal
grants. Better answered over here, but...
So far.
Yeah. Nothing that's been committed to us.
Historically, it can be a little longer getting the check.
Yeah.
But once it's committed...
You've been getting
they usually don't say take backs once it's approved and committed.
Unless you're doing research and medical research.
Yeah. And based on kind of some recent developments, the projects at Blair Airport actually have been receiving actually more visibility and more emphasis. It's being seen as a priority at the state level, and they're actually directing more grant funding to Blair Airport right now. Again, we don't know how this is going to be 2 or 3 years from now, but we're in a good spot to get this project really rolling while that funding is available. So,
as a board, plus with our engineer, we're keeping plans ready to go. We're ready to put a shovel in the dirt as soon as they say okay. Where a lot of the airports that we're competing against say, yeah, we kind of would like to do this. Well, what's it going to cost? Well, we haven't done our engineering yet. And because of that, we spent money in advance to keep this thing rolling. And as an authority, that money out there is going to get spent by somebody, some airport, somewhere. It's our job to make sure we get the biggest chunk of it we can get. We're not going to get it all, no way. But we want to support our airport and build it the best we possibly can. So we lobby for that. And in doing so, we become proactive, not reactive, to get those budgets.
Sir, could you state your address, just for the record?
13232 North River Drive, Omaha, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Anything else from anybody? Going once, twice. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn the...
Mr. Chairman, could you officially close the public hearing?
I will officially close the public hearing. And now I need the motion.
So moved.
To adjourn the meeting. Motion by Hunt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jones. Please indicate your votes.